This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
The Pharisees accuse Jesus of demonic activity, but Jesus points out what's really going on in their hearts. Some accuse Jesus of casting out demons with the power of demons, but Jesus points out how ridiculous it would be for a prince to destroy his own kingdom. Jesus' exorcisms are not proof of satanic conspiracies, but evidence that God's kingdom has arrived with Jesus and his followers. Just like Pharaoh was disarmed by the finger of God, and Israel plundered the Egyptians as they left their slavery, so the coming of God's kingdom brings rescue to anyone in slavery to demonic powers. This type of liberation is available to anyone who hears God's word and keeps it. Not everyone who heard Jesus believed him, though. They wanted to see more signs before they committed. But Jesus does not owe them that. Like Solomon and Jonah, neither of whom performed miracles, his message was enough. The people of Nineveh repented in dust and ashes at Jonah's 8-word sermon. The Queen of Sheba recognized God's kingdom simply by hearing Solomon's wisdom, and neither needed supernatural signs. Jesus is exposing the Pharisees and sign seekers as worse than Nineveh. A prophet greater than either Solomon or Jonah had arrived, and they say he's filled with demons. Jesus says the crowd's unwillingness to repent is like having eyes that don't see. Healthy eyes see clearly. People who see Jesus clearly are freed from the powers of darkness, and they're filled with light. But people who refuse to repent, who refuse to recognize Jesus, are filled with darkness worse than the wicked Nineveh. So Jesus pronounces 6 woes against the religious elite's self-promotion and hypocritical neglect of justice. Don't miss the irony here. Jesus is insinuating that their pride and violence reveal that they are the ones in league with the powers of darkness. If they continue to blind themselves to Jesus, they will be held accountable for killing God's prophets all the way back to Abel. It's as if Jesus is saying that all the unjust murders of history will culminate in the death of God's final prophet, Jesus. Before Jesus engages demons or Pharisees, he teaches his disciples how to pray. The prayer he teaches is simple: ask and it will be given. There are no complicated words or rituals. It's as simple as a child asking his father for a snack. God, like a good father, promises to feed us with exactly what we need, the Holy Spirit. This might not always be what we ask for, but it's exactly what we need. It's exactly what the demonized man needed, a spirit of freedom to liberate him from slavery. It's exactly what the sign seekers needed, an illuminating spirit to open their blind eyes. It's exactly what the Pharisees needed, a Holy Spirit to change their murderous hearts. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the perfect answer to the prayer Jesus teaches his disciples to ask: God's kingdom come, God's will be done. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see God as a good Father who answers our prayers. And may you see Jesus as the one who brings the kingdom of God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.